The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. I'm Elliot Danker. You're tuned to The Breakfast Huddle. We're going to talk about how private exchanges work and who is it for. Well, One Exchange, or OneX, the private securities exchange backed by the SGX, could see its first private company listing in the coming months. And then we have boutique fund manager, Singapore-based Aggregate Asset Management, or AAM. They're looking to raise 5.2 million Sing dollars via a private listing of about 5% of its shares on 1X. So AAM plans to offer about 17,300 of its shares to accredited investors on 1X, with the reserve price set at 300 Sing dollars per share. The capital raise by AAM is ongoing and it will close this Friday, 14th of June. So just over 3 days to go. In the studio, I have with me Kevin Tok, co-founder, Aggregate Asset Management. Kevin, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
And joining him is Chu Haiping, CEO of One Exchange. Good morning, Haiping.
Good morning.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks very much for coming by. Kevin, I'm going to chat with you for a bit before I get to Haiping, all right? Let's talk about the demand right now. 2 weeks ago, AAM said it received significant interest for over two-thirds of the total targeted 5.2 million capital that you're seeking to raise via a private listing on Singapore's first regulated private securities exchange. We call it 1X, or One Exchange, right? What's the latest update? We've got a couple of days to go before the deadline on Friday. Tell us more.
Yeah, we are glad that we're blessed. Actually, we are almost fully subscribed.
Okay.
Yeah, so we are still receiving interest. If, depending on the next few days' demand, we could still possibly upsize it a bit.
Okay, so things are looking on track for Friday. Then comes the big question, what are you going to do with the money? Why did you choose a private listing on 1X? What were the other options perhaps you considered before deciding on that this was the best course?
I think we remain one of the very few fund management companies that actually charge zero management fee right now. And after 6 years in the business, we feel that we have actually barely scratched the market that we can serve. We currently only serve about 800 individuals.
Okay.
Out of the few hundred thousand high net worth in Singapore. And when we explore our capital raising options, we felt that the company is still too early to talk about IPO. The company is still too small. For a company managing 500 million fund size, in the fund management world, we are considered very small.
Sure.
So we consider ourselves at a growth stage right now. So IPO is out for us. We probably have to wait a few more years. And for SME in Singapore, I think we all face a similar problem. Funding options by the banks or facilities by the banks are limited.
Mm-hmm.
So when we heard about 1X, actually we're excited about it. And it gives us some visibility in the market, also being the first company to get listed on this exchange.
Okay, and this whole zero management fee, I remember you mentioned at the start, it really is quite your selling point for Aggregate Asset Management, right?
Yes.
All right, Haiping, I'd like to turn the attention to you now. We are talking, of course, this morning about how private exchanges work, who is it for. In the studio with me, Kevin Tok, co-founder, Aggregate Asset Management, and Chu Haiping, CEO of One Exchange. So One Exchange, how does this platform work? Tell us more.
So we are the world's first and Singapore first and only fully licensed exchange for private companies.
Okay.
I think most people are very familiar with the traditional stock exchange like SGX, where they can actually buy and sell and trade shares in Singtel and DBS and other large companies. We are doing the same, just that we are targeting and we are really designed for private companies, which are like Kelvin's company, mm-hmm. Aggregate, smaller SMEs, family-owned businesses, and even tech startups. And the biggest difference is that we allow them to have liquidity and tradability while they're still private. So when we ask and we look at the market, right, most companies are not going IPO for two main reasons. One is cost, the other is flexibility. So we know that cost is very high to IPO, it's in the millions of dollars, and to remain a public company is even more costly and
sure,
onerous.
Sure.
And of course, flexibility, where, you know, once you are listed, you know, you have to have shareholder voting, you have to have disclosure, you have these listing rules to comply to. We intend to design a more flexible, a more cost-effective way for companies to remain private but still have their shares traded among selected investors.
Haiping, I'd like to dive deeper into the kind of fees that are involved. And Kevin, maybe later on you could share the kind of cost that you're paying as well. What sort of fees involve? And if you could compare it with other options, how does it work out?
Sure. So a traditional listing on, let's say, on SGX or Hong Kong Exchange or even NASDAQ, right? could go in the realms of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So on the initial listing, it could be 1 to 2 million higher in the Hong Kong or US. For us, all we require is an independent valuation agent to come and value the shares. So sure. This could be in the realm of 100K to 500K, depends on the company. Our listing fees is about 5K per year, and that is relatively cost-effective for a private company. So we think that it's suitable for private companies of a smaller stage. The post-listing fees, because of all the onerous listing compliance, most public companies must hire, you know, a whole team to govern and all that.
Yeah.
So that will go from anywhere from 100 to 200K, not including some of the independent director fees they have to pay once they become public. So because a company is still remaining private, they can still go about its own ways. The fees for going listing is relatively lower. For being listed on our exchange is also about 5K a year.
Okay. Kevin, any thoughts with regard to fees?
I think the fees is actually quite negligible.
Sure.
But the exposure they will give us is will be quite significant, because I believe that 1X is actually not built for Singapore market alone.
Yeah.
They are actually built for global liquidity. So over time, actually, the regional markets will get to know about this first private regulated exchange in the world that investor can actually access to some investment options.
Okay. Talking about these private placements, who are private placements for? And obviously, how will investors cash out or perhaps sell their shares? Is it as liquid as other exchanges?
So how it works is that right now it requires a manual basis.
Okay.
So on SGX, when you put in an order, there's an automated matching system that matches the buyer and seller. For us, because these are private companies, we don't expect the liquidity to be as high as the public exchange.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple system. You just log in, create an account, you log in, and you place a sell order. The order can be there for a week to a month. And then anyone that wants to buy your offer can just transact the offer, and then you essentially transfer funds through escrow.
Haiping, just looking ahead, what's in the pipeline right now? I mean, how much demand or queue are you seeing for private listings?
So we see a lot of demand. So after aggregate, we actually have quite a lot of very promising SMEs lined up. On the investor side, they are very, very excited because this is a new asset class, which we call, you know, tradable private equity. So in the past, for investors to access private equity, you know, one of the highest returning assets anywhere in the world, you need to have a very high minimum size of millions of dollars. And once you invest, you are typically locked up for 5 years or 10 years or even longer. But now with this new way to invest in tradable private equity, you can invest as little and trade as little as 5K.
Mm-hmm.
And with the ability to buy and sell, as mentioned before, they can essentially get in and get out. So if they need money, they can sell their shares. Or if they want to double down and they believe in the company, they can actually invest more. In the pipeline, we are actually happy to announce that we will be one of the very first licensed exchange on the blockchain. So the blockchain is essentially a very, very large network of over 60 million users. So once our exchange is on the blockchain, we are able to capture and essentially connect to all the 60 million users anywhere in the world. And this allows us to facilitate cross-border and international transactions, which will bring liquidity to companies like Aggregate and also other companies in our pipeline.
All right, final question for Kevin. This one's the big seller. Why should investors consider investing in Aggregate Asset Management? What has your financial performance been like? What sort of risks do investors need to bear in mind? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, first of all, there are very few boutique fund management companies that choose to go for a listing. The last time probably is in 2007, where you have a company, Value Partners, that actually got listed in Hong Kong Exchange.
Yeah.
After that, you don't have in Asia, you don't have any prominent boutique managers choosing the listing route. So it's a very rare opportunity for someone to actually be able to invest in fund management business. What's good about fund management business? I think it's a unique business because, number one, it's fully scalable. Mm-hmm. Whether we manage 500 million or we manage 1 billion or 2 billion, we can scale up quite easily without having to increase our headcount significantly.
Sure.
Secondly, it's also a very simple and neat business. We don't have a huge operations team. We don't need to have many factories, high capex costs. It's a simple business, especially for our aggregate business model.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say our current AUM right now is 500 million. We aim to actually deliver 8 to 10% returns to our client.
Okay.
For us to do that, actually, the fund itself have to perform at 10% minimum, long-term. Per year, when we deliver 10% returns a year, our performance fee is 20%. So in a sense, we know that our business margin is actually, gross margin is 2%. Simple to understand. And there's no worry about whether the sales figure is fraud,
yeah,
whether you're creating a fake purchaser. We are highly regulated by MAS. So I think it's a very rare opportunity for someone to get a chance to invest in, to be a shareholder of a fund management company.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you very much for your thoughts this morning. Kevin Tok, co-founder, Aggregate Asset Management, as well as Chu Haiping, CEO of One Exchange. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.